This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sending you our best. It's Monday, September the 2nd, on the DJB program. Victoria is off today. Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen is here. Kara Schillen is here to bring you into a new place. Update what is going on. Yeah, it's our job to do that. If your brain is circling the drain because you have had one more day off, you can join the people. I was sort of surprised, Jennifer. Costco is closed today. But, you know, most of the rest of the stores and restaurants
really?
Are
that's kind
open.
Of a bizarre one.
Yeah,
huh.
I thought that was really strange. Yeah. Target is open.
I know so a couple of the mom-and-pop restaurants that I noticed this weekend, they said they were going to be closed. But usually the chains or the big stores like Costco, you would think they'd be open.
Yeah. No, largest retailer to be closed today. A lot of pharmacies will be closed as well. Well, because it's Labor Day, so American workers... Maybe this says something good about Costco and how they hold, they close for other holidays, you know, Thanksgiving
yeah.
and Christmas, that sort of thing. But I think that says, I hadn't thought about it that way, but I think it does say something about how they view their, if this is an important day for workers, Labor Day, then you give the day off to people. That's, I guess, makes sense under the circumstances. One of the other things that is occupying our attention, and I will get to, we're going to go to John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Space Coast, talk about the hurricane. 600 flight cancellations so far today in Miami, but pretty much every flight in and out of South Florida, East Florida, certainly up the coast. I think Jacksonville hasn't been closed down yet, but all those airlines are going to, anybody flying in and out of there. If you were traveling on Labor Day and you were in Florida, count on not getting anywhere until tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah, the LA County Fair actually opened on Friday in Los Angeles, obviously, and they have a large concert venue, and they do a lot of concerts. Pitbull canceled his concert this weekend because of the hurricane, just because of the fear that they're not going to be able to get back in if they were able to get out. So.
Right. Okay, so the update is that it's dangerous. And, I mean, other than that, we're just redundantly...
It's a Category 5. They're getting wind gusts of up to 200 miles per hour in the Bahamas. It's the strongest storm to ever threaten the east coast of the country and the east coast of the state of Florida, specifically.
At least in meteorological history since the 1880s. Before that, who knows?
Right, exactly right. It's currently about 120 miles east of West Palm Beach, but it's very slow moving. So even though the predictions show that today Florida would be dealing with a storm, it's more likely that it'll be tomorrow. A state of emergency all throughout Florida, the Carolinas, Georgia. People are asked to evacuate from the coastal areas. And boy, if you look at the images that are floating around on social media right now of the eye of the storm, scary.
Yeah.
Scary stuff. It looks you don't mess with Mother Nature. Heed the warnings of people. If they tell you to leave, get out.
How would you like to be in the boat that they sent into the eye of the storm or in those planes?
No.
All right. You're our political guru. I'm looking at a poll right now that was done over the weekend, and I find this quite offensive, frankly.
Okay.
And you'll understand why. The survey conducted by studyfinds.org, the study finds that 72 years old is the average age in which most Americans think a presidential candidate is too old to be in the office.
There were a couple of surveys. One a couple of weeks ago talked about the average age that men and women in the country think is like the optimal age to be president. Any ideas as to what that could be?
Well,
optimal age.
48.
Yeah,
according to this survey.
62. Wait, really? 48?
They said 48 is the optimal age for a person to be president. But I just saw an article that was floating around this morning taking on this study that says, look, 72, 74, 76, that's not too old to be president. It's about the fitness of the person.
Exactly.
And I agree with that.
It has nothing to do with age.
You look at Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Right. You look at Elizabeth Warren and you look at Donald Trump. She's 70. He's 72 or 3, whatever he is. They
yeah.
both have a lot of energy. You know, what
Bernie
are you going to do? Do you like him or not?
He doesn't
yeah.
have a lot of energy.
No.
Joe Biden's 76.
He doesn't have a lot of energy either, I don't think. Yeah. yeah. But
right.
Liz and Trump, I mean, give me a break. Those two are yeah. out there running around and always up. And I don't know. I don't think it really is so independent. It's like saying, it's why we have minimum age restrictions. I mean, there are plenty of 35-year-olds who could be president. That would be great to be president. And then there are plenty of 35-year-olds that are still, you know, living in nightclubs. And you go, wait a second. You know, it really is so independent. It's based on the person.
Yeah, exactly.
On
we were talking about Sirhan, the assassin of Robert F. Kennedy. And I saw that this isn't related really to anything except it's sort of intriguing. The fellow who handcuffed Lee Harvey Oswald, the police officer, when he was being carried out or taken out of the hotel was shot by Jack Ruby, a guy named James Lavelle, died at the age of 99 over the weekend. Does have anything to do with anything? Nah, it just sort of brings you back to the drama of that era. Think about it, the 60s and the drama. Kennedys presented us with a reflective time, and the country was so up, you know, we were, think about it, Woodstock, the Vietnam War, there was so much, we think there's a lot of social unrest now. If you didn't live through that period, I think it's a walk in the, I mean, I don't like a lot of the stuff that's going on now in terms of protesting. I don't like the way people are being treated because of the color of their skin, because of their status. In the population in general, religion, all that other stuff, we think is traumatic. But I'll tell you something, nothing compared to what was going on during the Vietnam era. It just isn't. And we, you know, you fast forward to what's going on in the Middle East now, what happened in Iraq and Afghanistan. But in my life, in my experience, maybe it's because I went through it, I feel that that time was the most difficult time in my life during the Vietnam War and what happened after that. It was very difficult. Just to get a grip on reality. So, anyway, we all have different experiences. So, you all might, Jennifer, if I said to you, what has been the most difficult thing in your life to wrap yourself around experientially, whether it was your own personal life or things that have happened in the country or in the world, what would you say?
I think in the world, 9/11, for sure.
Most people would say that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that probably my lifetime was the scariest. It was when you wake up, I think, because I was pretty young. I was in my 20s, and it was the first time I realized, wait a second, maybe the world is a really rough place to be. So
it is a rough place to be.
Boy, that's
there's
for
a lot
sure.
of beauty. There's
that lesson
lots of beauty to it. But
it,
whether it's the hurricane or whether it's death and destruction, the shoot up, another one over the weekend, the passing of Valerie Harper, which is a reminder about how to deal with in your own life, thinking about things you're told when someone tells you something startling. Your mother says, I have this, or your father, or your spouse, or one of your... It's just things change in a second in your life. They do. Everything is that... The life that you demonstrate after you're told something horrific, it really tests the mettle of who you are, I think. And there are so many dramatic things that happen. And the news media makes things more dramatic. Is the hurricane a tough reality? Yep. But there have got to be things that are going to impact you much more personally than the hurricane. Everybody's going to get wrapped up in it because that's what the news media is covering. And if you pay a lot of attention to newspapers or television or radio, whatever, I don't want to... I'm happy to tell you the story, but I don't want to dramatize it. There are things I like to dramatize. For example, I saw this, and I thought it'd be interesting for us to talk for a second. Dave Chappelle has worked Michael Jackson into his stand-up routine, and he has rejected claims made by the accusers in this new comedy special called Sticks and Stones that just dropped over the weekend on Netflix. He had a few things to say about society, celebrity, culture, that sort of thing. He kicked off the evening by defending Michael Jackson, saying he doesn't believe a word of the two accusers featured in the HBO documentary. He flat out said, quote, "I don't believe these mother blankers." And after describing part of their allegations and leaving Neverland in graphic detail, he said the scenario that they remember was gross.
Right.
So what do we make? And why is it important now? The guy's dead. Why is it important what he was about in his life? Think about it.
I think it's about his memories, too. I think there are a lot of people who tend to glorify people after they die, and I think that's hard given his history. But at the same time, he was never convicted of anything. So it is a tough one, and I think it's about how we pay respects to him more than anything else now that he's not here to defend himself.
I don't know. It doesn't make any difference to me. There's still some stuff. I like the Jackson 5 music, and I don't like a lot of the stuff that he did as an adult. I'm talking about music, because that's the only reference that I really have to him. I met him once. There's a picture floating around of me on the train riding with Uri Geller and David Blaine down to a concert. I was basically his valet for the day. And my feeling about him, and I've expressed this many times on the air, he's very childlike. He was quite smart, but very interested in nothing other than himself and his own world. He wouldn't engage anybody in conversation unless it was about him. And, the guy was 50 years old at the time. But it's, we all have our, how many people have been able to have conversations with the guy? These two fellas who said what they did about him, it's their word against somebody else's. And again, at this point in time, who cares? That's the way I look at it. Here's something I do care about, and it has to do with you and me. I've had blood sugar issues over my life. A lot of you, 1 in 3, in fact, of Americans have blood sugar issues. The popular treatments that are around right now are good for lowering the numbers, but they also make you tired, and they present a lot of different constraints on your daily life. But now there's a new product around that I want to tell you about that I'd like you to try called Curalin. C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Curalin is a natural blend of 10 key ingredients that support healthy glycemic response so you feel back to normal and you can enjoy the simpler things in your daily life. So if you have blood sugar issues, you'll be happy to know that Curalin's ingredients, every single one of them, has been backed by clinical studies and trials that support their individual effect on glucose levels, sugar levels in your body. Thousands of studies back every single ingredient. That's quite a statement. Curalin boosts daily energy, maintains healthy insulin sensitivity and production as well, supports a healthy metabolism, fats. About to say something else that had an R in it instead of fats. It's time for you to think about if you've got sugar issues and blood sugar issues, buy Curalin today. There's a limited time offer right now. Go to Curalin, Curalin.co, Curalin.co, for a $20 special, $20 off a 1 month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life will be yours. It awaits you. Go to Curalin.com. Use the promo code DJV.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Anywhere. Radio remains. remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Program. Can you recognize the Stones, Jim? It's not one of my favorite songs.
Not a go-to, but
Give Me Shelter. The Stones did a wrap-up their No Filter tour on Saturday in Miami, but because of the hurricane, they moved the show up to Friday from Saturday. They managed to stay dry through most of the show in the Hard Rock Stadium. But when the band came out for an encore, Give Me Shelter, and Mick sang the opening line, "A storm is threatening my very life today." The clouds opened up pretty much on cue, and the rain poured down. Jagger and some of the backup singers, as a matter of fact, Sasha Allen, who sings the duet with him, were pros. They blazed through the song as if nothing was going on. The last-minute shift seemed to have not much impact on attendance, as nearly every seat appeared to be full, even though a little rainstorm delayed the start about an hour. Appropriately enough, they opened up with Jumpin' Jack Flash. Jumpin' Jack Flash or the Dash. I was born in a crossfire hurricane. I howled at the morning driving rain, part of the lyric line. They were fortunate the rain held off until Give Me Shelter, though, 17 songs later. Nobody could have complained if the song ended that night, but they still powered through Satisfaction and the pouring rain, wrapped up the night and the tour for this song. The Stones' future plans not clear at the moment, but Jagger did say, "See you next time," before he walked off the stage. They have toured every single year since ending their extended hiatus in 2012. And I maintain always this song there has the best opening, the best intro of any rock song ever recorded. Karen, do you want to indulge me?
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does. Yeah. Well, that's part of the riff there. I don't know, maybe Karen can't go back to the beginning of the song, but at any rate, yeah. One of the great rock songs of all time. All right, 26 at the hour on the DJV program. as part of the first move in that NFL new entertainment partnership that Jay-Z and Roc Nation has with the NFL. Let's see, Jay-Z, Rhapsody, and Meghan Trainor are performing a free concert in support of the league's social justice platform, Inspire Change, take place later this week in Chicago. Performance comes in conjunction with the kickoff experience at Grant Park in Chicago. Proceeds from the concert will benefit organizations with values that align with the initiative's key priorities. You can't go. A portion of the set will stream live on NBC and the NFL Network, the pregame coverage of the show. The NFL launching an apparel line for Inspire Change, which will become available to fans at a later date. First game of the season kicks off shortly after the performance between the Bears and the Packers at Soldier Field. It'll be on NBC. This is Thursday night, right? Don't they have a game? NBC game of the week.
Yeah, that's what the first
Thursday night.
First pro game.
Yeah, right. So, all right. So, are we excited about this? I saw something. It maybe isn't connected to this about the T-shirts that Beto O'Rourke was upset about. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. He made some comment about he was tired of seeing all the T-shirts that help gun control activists. That was messed up. Nothing to do with it. Well, it does actually have something to do with this initiative Jay-Z has with the NFL. 28 after the hour here on the DJB show. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. An offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the strongest Atlantic storms ever recorded, Category 5 Hurricane Dorian, still battering the northern Bahamas. It has been for hours because of how slow moving it is, only moving at about 1 to 2 miles an hour at times, which is as fast as some people walk. FEMA spokeswoman Lindsay Thompson says when it comes to the Bahamas,
it can be catastrophic.
The damage can't be fully documented as the storm is still going on, but Captain Stephen Russell of Bahamas National Emergency Management Agency says
there are significant damages to structures. There is significant flooding of homes, are flooded to almost to the roof level, and some homes surge 18 to 23 feet.
The storm still expected to be a Cat 4 or 5 when it brushes up the east coast of Florida and towards Georgia and the Carolinas on Tuesday and Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour here on Labor Day, Monday, September the 2nd. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horncara is at the controls as usual in Washington. Could Hurricane Dorian become a Category 6? There are some people say yes, other people say no. John Harper is the owner and operator of one of our affiliates, long-time affiliates, WMEL, Space Coast in Florida, right at the, when you look at the trajectory, Palm Beach County and north of there look like they're going to get walloped, 185-mile-an-hour winds. And one of the things that I think I said to you on Friday when we were talking about this, the memories of a couple of years ago, I remember many times, I had fun times in your old studio, which was pretty much right on the ocean, if I remember correctly, or close to the ocean.
Right.
Tower was
right
there, and how many fun times. Remember the April Fools?
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of fun in that studio. Well, it's gone. It was destroyed by the hurricane a couple of years ago. So what are you thinking about this 185-mile-an-hour storm bearing down on your pretty much exact location again? Where does John Harper's mind go when it comes to your whole life's work was destroyed in that hurricane a couple of years ago?
You're absolutely right, Doug. It was destroyed 2 years ago. In just another week is the anniversary of that. And very hard to recover. I mean, it was like a business that was burned in a fire or something like that. Very difficult to recover from. And where my head is at, I've been thinking over the weekend, Doug. I've been through over the decades more than 25 tropical storms and hurricanes. And I'm beginning to think maybe it's time for me to head out west somewhere, perhaps Big Sky Country, Montana, or something like that.
Yeah, they could use you if they're running some stations, yeah.
Yeah, because the amount of anxiety that is going into this storm is especially high. In fact, in all my years, I've never quite seen one like this, to where it looked like we were out of the clear over the weekend, Saturday night. Everybody was kind of, not everybody, but a lot of people were breathing a big sigh of relief, thinking we were going to be okay. Then all of a sudden, late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, we're back in the crosshairs, and it looks like, given its current track, the storm is going to be about 45 to 50 miles off our coast. Hurricane force wind extends outward over 70 miles. That means one way or the other, we're going to be feeling the effects of the storm. But apparently, from what we're hearing right now, not the eye of the storm. So that's kind of good news, where it wobbled, as they keep saying, a little bit to keep it away from the mainland, and it will skirt up the coast.
I asked about whether it could be a Category 6. There's no measure for Category 6. And as you have just suggested, even in the last hour or two, although it looked like yesterday they were the meteorological input from the plane in the eye of the storm. Can you imagine, I mean, just as an aside, can you imagine what is it like? You know, I was thinking about the astronauts and what they go through when they take off and the rumble effect of the shaking of the spacecraft. Well, going into that hurricane, these specially built planes that these guys fly in, I mean, what kind of a nutcake wants to fly a plane into the hurricane? And then there's the boat now. Apparently there's a boat that's been built that goes into the hurricane. Have you heard about that? Is that I couldn't even begin to imagine. All I can think of is the perfect storm. And
absolutely. I couldn't imagine that, Doug. I had the opportunity a couple of years ago to take a flight on one of the Hurricane Hunter planes, and I turned it down.
I don't blame you. Talk about getting sick to your stomach.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of Jay Honeycutt, God love him. He sent me over to I went to Houston to the Space Center over there, and the guy who ran it, whose name I can't, George, they called him Gabby. George, I can't remember his last name. I think it was Abby, something like that. He tried to get me to go. You know the Vomit Comet? The Air Force has a 707 that they use to train the astronauts. And, in fact, the shots that were filmed for the movie that Tom Hanks was in about Apollo 11, 13, were shot in that plane. And, you know, you go up, you go almost to 100,000 feet, and then they nosedive. And the weightless impact lasts about 14 or 15 minutes. And apparently they call it the Vomit Comet because everybody who's in it throws up. So he's trying to get me to go up in that. I told him, you know, thanks, but no thanks. But that's what it's got to feel like to those guys that are in that in the plane that flies into the eye of the hurricane. So,
hey, I wouldn't even fly with the Blue Angels, let alone the Vomit Comet.
I know. I had that up. I said no to that, too. Thanks very much, but no thanks. So here now we have the track, the three different tracks. It looks like it's going to take, if you put into quotation marks, the best track northward. So it's going to stay off of the coast of Florida. At least the impact is not, as you said, 45, 50 miles offshore. It's still no picnic. And then it goes up.
Absolutely not. Absolutely, Doug. And then what's also amazing is the fact that the tropical storm force wind extends out over 100 miles, and central Florida is going to be affected as well by the tropical storm force wind. So between that the rain, anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of rain, and of course that storm surge that you always hear people talking about.
Right.
My former home on Cocoa Beach is in danger. It looks like there'll be a storm surge of anything from 4 to 8 feet on Cocoa Beach, and that'll be devastating.
So all of the local, I'm guessing, all the local lumber yards and all the Home Depots and everybody have long since run out of plywood and other things. I don't know if you heard Tom Kreitler on with me in the last half hour. He's the Money Pit Home Improvement Specialist. He was talking about preparing for the storms and what you do and some tricks about garage doors and putting 2x4 in the tracks. I thought it was pretty interesting. But he reminded us of something that most people don't even know how their house is built. But hello, when a contractor builds your home, the frame guy puts the roof on so that it will stay down, they're not worried about the roof being lifted up.
Right.
but he said there you can go get to from the lumber yard these things you can put on the joists of the floor and the basement, and then the roof rafters need to have this thing done so that they put these things on so that in fact the hurricane can't lift the house roof off of the house because there's nothing holding it on, really.
Supposedly, Doug, since Hurricane Andrew hit Florida over 20 years ago, all houses that have been built since then new types of fortification in the attic to kind of take care of exactly what you're talking about. So we'll wait and see if houses built after Hurricane Andrew are able to withstand. Before that, all bets are off, I think.
Right, I think you're right. All right, well, it's pretty dramatic. The news media is doing its usual with the video showing the devastating forces. Well, what happened in the Bahamas is not going to happen in Florida for lots of reasons, but the Bahamas has got to be a real mess. It has to be an unbelievable mess over there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe we'll check in with you tomorrow morning, John, to see how you've fared, because it'll have passed off and moving on from you in 24 hours. So
actually, it's moving so slow, it may just be getting here this time tomorrow.
Really? It is moving that slow.
It's only moving at 1 mile an hour.
What's the temperature of the water there off the coast where you are?
That's one of the problems. The temperature, Doug, is unbelievable. 85 degrees,
85.
And even more than that.
Yeah.
And that's what's fueling this monster.
Yep, right, exactly. Yep, and the warmer the water. So when it crosses, when the Gulf Stream comes in at Daytona, the Gulf Stream hits land at Daytona. So north of that, that's why the weather is always different up in Jacksonville in northern Florida than it is Florida, because the Gulf Stream changes everything. And when this thing hits the Gulf Stream, it could be pulled back. That's about where they seem to think it would get pulled back out into the ocean, because the water is 10, 12 degrees colder north of the Gulf Stream than it is where you are, right?
That's absolutely right. Totally agree. But that 85 degree bathtub water in the Atlantic right now, it is just unbelievable. In fact, in some areas, it's more than 85.
Hey, I was in the swimming pool with my grandson on Saturday. Out here, it was 82, and I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
88 is a good temperature for the pool, not a good temperature for the ocean. All right, John.
You got that.
Thank you. Good to talk with you. Best of luck, and we'll chat with you again tomorrow morning. Yep.
Okay.
John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Space Coast, and you can hear with his translators and stuff all the way from Jacksonville down to Palm Beach County what's going on with this. It's something that I'm sure you'll look at.
Scary.
What comes to mind is the last time this happened. I remember how hard it was. I think John and I were talking about this, to find a contractor. What happens, the gypsy contractors now all head to Florida because they'll get work, and, you know, a lot of people will, because it would be so hard to find, you know, sort of quote-unquote legitimate contractors.
Are you talking about people who don't build up the code? Is that what you
mean? Yeah. People that are, people that just fix stuff, take your money, and who knows what happens the next time, you know, that kind of stuff. There'll be a lot of those people around. You're listening to the DJV program at 45 past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Stoda.
Teachers try their best to clean surfaces, but kids put their hands in all kinds of places.
Pediatrician Dr. Alva Roche Green says kids are not the only creatures filling up classrooms for another school year. Don't forget about the germs.
You've got kids who haven't been around each other all summer. Some of them are going to have a little cold. Some of them have the sniffles. You put them all in the same room, and you're going to have lots of kids with cold and the sniffles.
Or the flu, or the ills from any number of infectious pathogens. To reduce the risk, Dr. Roche Green suggests a different kind of homework, hand washing lessons. Simply wet hands in running water, warm or cold, apply soap and lather well. Scrub all surfaces, backs of hands, wrists, between fingers, and under fingernails for at least 20 seconds, then dry.
Making sure they're washing their hands several times a day, or usually using an alcohol-based hand sanitizer to make sure that they're reducing the number of germs that are on surfaces.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJB code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's something that affects a lot of people in our country, Jennifer. The Education Department releasing new rules on loan forgiveness, student loan forgiveness rules. Students who believe that they may have been defrauded by their colleges. This, I think, is especially true for those people who went to the for-profit colleges, you know, like University of Phoenix. How many of those schools there are? Dozen or so that have been fairly successful.
And they're so expensive.
Very expensive. You don't really get what you think you're getting from them, and you get screwed, blued, and tattooed with the way that money, you know, you pay a tuition pretty much the same as you'd pay to go to a regular school. It's supposedly more convenient to do it online. This new rule rewrites the policy that had been in effect. The House Education Committee chairman says the rule means that schools can cheat their student borrowers and still reap the rewards of federal student aid. So this is this is so frustrating.
It's a because scam.
It really, you know, federal student loans are expensive to begin with. It is a scam, and I am troubled that so many people think they have to go to school. That seems to be the measure of success when it comes. You can't get a decent job with a high school education anymore. You got to have a bachelor's degree. And so people strive to get in that. If we were doing our job, if the education department were overseeing education K-12 properly, we would have people that graduate. Look at all the people that don't graduate from the L.A. high school. What is it, 65% of those who go in as freshmen don't graduate? They just quit because there's nothing there. The opportunity
they go take a job or their family business. It's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, and we're paying for it.
Yep.
No thanks. Jennifer and Doug at 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It is the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out. Victoria is out. I'm here. Kara's at our controls in Washington, D.C., and we are being joined right now for Movie Moments with our movie guru, the fantastic Chuck Curry. Chucker, what music are we hearing here? It sounds familiar to me. I feel like I'm on the freeway.
Yeah, you are. And don't drive over 50 miles an hour. That's the music, too. That's the music to Speed from 1994. Keanu Reeves' birthday today, born in 1964.
Wow. Okay, so that makes
55 years old.
Wow. So
looks
Bill
good.
Ted, he looks great still. What has he been doing lately? Has he been working a lot?
Well, let me backtrack. In 1994, when Speed comes out, that really amped up his career, because before that he did a movie called Point Break with Patrick Swayze, which I liked. Mm-hmm. He did Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 1 and 2. So the industry looked at him one way, and then he muscles up, gets in really good shape, cuts his hair short, and attaches himself to the lead of Speed, which is directed by a guy named Jean Dubant, who is a cinematographer of Die Hard back in 1988. Movie is very well received by critics, makes a ton of money, and then he basically has carte blanche to do whatever he wants in the business. A few years later, follows it up with The Matrix, one of the most successful genre movies of all time. By all accounts, he's an extremely generous guy, gives a lot of his money away. I don't know him personally, but he seems like a nice guy. And I say this, a lot of people, when he was acting early in the 90s, a lot of the critics took shots at him, said he couldn't act for beans, but that's really what Not Movie Stardom is about. He's very likable. He relates to the fan base. He attached himself to some good properties. The movies made a lot of money. He's bounced back with this John Wick action franchise. They announced another Matrix movie, and he's filming Bill and Ted Part 3. So things are going pretty good for him. Yep.
Wow. No, Keanu, you're absolutely right. Speed gave him, like, that credential that actually led to him doing The Matrix and those more serious projects, because he was really underestimated for a long time. But you're right. A good guy,
As a serious actor, yes, he was. But, you know, what's interesting about Speed, also that made a star out of Sandra Bullock, who the year before did a movie called Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone, but when she got Speed, that made her a big movie star. You know who almost got who was offered the role of Annie in Speed before Sandra Bullock?
Who's that?
It was Halle Berry.
No kidding, really? And she said no?
Yeah, she said, well, listen, there's a million stories in the business about actors and actresses turning down plum roles, because you never know they're going to be really good until after the fact, so... That's just the way the ball bounced. But good news for Keanu, good news for Sandra Bullock at the time. I just want to point out one other story I want to get to. Warner Brothers' Joker movie, which I spoke about on air last week, got an 8-minute standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival.
Wow.
Reviews hit Twitter thereafter. About 90% were through the roof. Absolutely praised the performance of Joaquin Phoenix. This movie opens, I believe, early in October. It's rated R. It's a hard R movie. The comparisons, like I said on air, to Taxi Driver were spot on. It's a very gritty movie. There's no action. There's no big set pieces. It's just reportedly a great, great performance by Joaquin Phoenix as the character of Joker. There's no Batman in this movie. Having said that, based on what I see in these reviews, this movie's going to make a lot of money, especially for an R-rated movie. It's directed by Todd Phillips, who did the 3 Hangover movies. Critics say he did a fantastic job, and I got to tell you, I'm as excited about seeing this film as I've been in a long time to see a movie.
And, you know, it seems that the critics, and I see the story, it looks like the people who are seeing the movie actually like it, but critics are trying to take it to task. They're saying that he's overacting, Joaquin Phoenix overacts so hard it's not fun.
That's just a few of them, though. Yeah,
okay, good, it's depressing, that it's a depressing glimpse of the future of film, but audiences seem to like it.
Probably will be. I don't have a problem with that if it's really well done. But yeah, this could be a game changer in the comic book landscape. But as I say to Doug all the time, and I know Doug's not a huge fan of comic book movies, but this is a genre that has really become the staple of what people go to the movie theater to see. Serious stuff, Jennifer. In all honesty, good scripting and characterization is really now a streaming format. Movies are really big popcorn films. Those are the movies that make a lot of money.
I like the genre again. What happened this weekend?
Angel has fallen number one for the second straight weekend, 11.5, 40 million in first 10 days. Good Boys, a comedy, 9.1, 56 million in 3 weeks. That's a good number. Lion King continues to do extremely well. 521 million domestically alone, $1.5 billion worldwide, 6 million over the weekend. And Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw ran out the top five. That film has done 700 million worldwide.
Great.
Why?
Great stuff.
Good speaking to you, Jennifer.
Get to the movies. Good to see you too, Chucker. It's Movie Moments on the DJV Show at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.